about ready to turn it on here in just a few minutes.
That's the sound of a one-room home transforming into a two-room home. Artie Kamroff now has a bathroom with a sink and a flushing toilet.
Woohoo! I got a toilet!
Artie's four-year-old daughter giggles and squirms in her dad's arms.
You're happy daddy got water? Yeah.
For years, Artie's hauled drinking water into his home and human waste out. Many houses in Lower Kalskag have been hooked up to water and sewer for over a decade, while others have not. Mayor Walter Morgan says there's a simple explanation.
They weren't hooked up because we didn't have the money or resources, you know, to do it.
The community started working on this project 12 years ago. It took 6 years to get the funding and another 6 to design and build the new system. Once they're done, all the homes in Lower Kalskag will have piped water and sewer. Those that have been living without running water could fetch it from the water plant. But more often, there was a family member with running water closer.
We have a little trail from my house to my mom's that we made, and we'd have to go back and forth to get water, to do laundry.
That's Roseanne Savage. Her home doesn't have running water yet. So every other day, she sends one of her kids down that little trail to her mom's house with 2 buckets.
Them kids come and pack water if they're not lazy.
Roseanne's mom, Rita, says she can't wait for her daughter and family to get running water for themselves.
They're drinking dirty water, and you know, I think of their health too. Easter worried me a lot.
It's hard to drink out of a bucket that's in the floor. You know, you don't know what falls in it. And honey buckets too, you know, they spill in the house when you're bringing them out. It's just not clean.
Mayor Walter Morgan noticed kids and families with running water get sick less often.
I'm not a doctor, but I see that.
Studies have proven that running water improves people's health. But what else changes when you have running water? Artie Kamroff says he used to spend an hour every day hauling water and honey buckets back and forth. In the winter, when buckets froze to lids, it would take longer.
What are you going to do with that extra time?
Watch movies, take a shower, go get wood. Listen to my woman. I don't know.
For many people, like Mayor Walter Morgan, who doesn't haul water anymore, the free time they have now versus when they were kids is substantial, especially in the winter.
When you wanted to get water, man, you had an ice pick for 2-3 hours because the ice was over 6 feet thick. You know, that's how I grew up. Right now, I think the kids are spoiled.
He worries sometimes that they won't learn hard work like he did. But he's going to teach them by taking them hunting and fishing.
You can't put something in the microwave. You gotta catch it, kill it, clean it, and cook it. You know, it's tough. You know, then they, you know, seem to appreciate running water and toilets when they come home like everybody else does.
The mayor is eager for the entire town to have running water. He knows their community health will improve, and he believes people will spend the extra time on whatever makes them happiest. For Walter, that's spending the last few days of moose hunting season out on the tundra. In Lower Kalskag, I'm Greg Kim.